The reading is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, and verses 24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get right. To get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Training yourself in respecting God is like training yourself in anything else. You do it gradually and persistently. The church here over the last few weeks has been looking at future church. I think it's stopped, has it? Yeah, they've been looking at future church, looking at Paul's letter to Timothy, and what will the church in the future look like if we train ourselves? Okay? And Paul had this picture of the church. If we want it to be the best that it could be, then we have to see the church as God sees it, sees its potential. Just like, you know, when you look at training for something, if you want to be an Olympic performer, then you've got to do a lot of training and you will see yourself winning that gold medal. And then you put all the training in place so that you can get there. With a godly life, you see yourself as God intended you to be. And you say, I can get there because God is going to help me. So, the church in the future will not be the same. Paul is looking at the church of the future at Ephesus, because he's writing about Ephesus, and he says, you know, what will church be like with God at the center of it, with Jesus right in the middle of it? And he looks at the church now and he says, here we go, we can get there. How do we do that, he says. In chapter one, you know, if we're going to get there, we're going to have to start being a more loving community. So that was his first thing. A more loving community is the first thing that you need in order to become a better church. And after you've become a more loving community, as that takes on, you will then start become a more worshipful community. You'll have more of God touching your life and God and you touching God. And then after that, you become a more aspiring group of people. You want to do more. Being in the second division won't count. I want to be at the top, an aspiring community. And then last week we looked at being a more thankful community, a more appreciative community. And that's what he's there. It says it's not there now, but it can be. And then before Timothy can say, yeah, somebody else's job to make a church like that, I just need to turn up. Paul says to Timothy, train yourself. You're part of it. Train yourself. It's really important that you train yourself so that when the main event comes, you'll be ready and not crying off. You won't be resistant to change and adventure because you'll respect God moving things on. Isn't that great? Keep yourself in training. Church is not just a group of people who are safe. It's also a group of people who want to do the adventure of life with Jesus at the center because he loves us. So my challenge to everyone this week, not just the young people, everyone, is to do that little bit that we did before, to close your eyes and reach out to God and see if he's there. And when you find him there, and you will, and train yourself to do that more and more. And you will have a life worth living. You will have a joy within you when that happens. That's why we come on a Sunday every week to touch God and be touched by God. Because we like it. It raises us up. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, we pray for the adventure of faith for each of us when we live and touch God. When we reach out and find God touching us, transforming us, and healing us, forgiving us, and raising us up so that we can achieve all of our potential. Spiritual, physical, mental, emotional. Lord, we put ourselves in your hands. In the name of Christ. Amen.